Hello and welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
It's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome to our Grey's Anatomy deep diving podcast. If this is your first time listening, we typically deep dive all of the episodes of Grey's in order. We are caught up through season 18, and before starting season 19 right now, we're taking a little break and revisiting some old favorites. So if you're confused as to why we are jumping around, that's why.
And we're doing this because I keep saying we recently, but I feel like we actually didn't recently finish
it's season 18. It's been a few 18. Months now. It's been a few months.
But we needed, while we were recording season 18, you can go back and listen to those. We were also reacting to some of season 19. So we needed to take a little break. And you might have seen, if you are an avid listener, you might have seen that we did some palate cleansers. And then we were like, well, we should probably get back into some Grey's content. And Abby hadn't watched the show. I say Abby because I have for 5 years, the previous episode. So here we are talking about some of the classics, yep. Some of our favorites. We did the pilot and then we did season one, episode five.
The party.
Kind. Yeah. And today,
dun, dun, dun.
We're talking about the bomb.
Part one da and bomb. Part two. Which I had to, I was right that it was in season two, but when I went searching for it. Mm-hmm. I was like, where is this? And then I found it.
Did you not remember it was season two?
I couldn't remember, but you would be proud of me. This is one of the only episodes that I remember the names of both ones.
It's the end of the world.
As we know it.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. Also, we always just like to do a little shout out to ourselves. If you'd like to support us and help keep this podcast continuing, we need your support. You can do so by going to patreon.com/theoncallroom. You can pledge to be a resident, intern, resident, or an attending. $2, $5, or $10 a month gets you access to our private Facebook group. We do monthly Zoom calls. We do bonus episodes. You get the episode a day early. When we are doing our normal episodes, we have something called post-op where we continue to record after time of death. Those are all there. It's really great. And honestly, it is just a way to support small creators like ourselves. Make sure that the audio sounds good and all of that jazz. Because if we were producing this on our own,
we wouldn't be.
Just go listen to our pilot if you want to know. So anyways, that's how you can support us and go support other podcasts too. There's tons of Patreons. I love them.
Yeah. It's and there's other things on Patreon too. It's not just podcasts.
Oh yeah. All sorts of things.
Yeah.
There's this photography mogul who drives me insane.
Uh-huh.
Who like posts. I think he actually makes a bajillion dollars on Patreon.
Yeah.
But he annoys me because he'll like do a post and you're like, oh, okay, I would like to learn this. And then it's like, come to my Patreon. And I'm like, just give me the knowledge. But he also just annoys me in general. Why do I follow him? I don't know.
So you follow him on a different...
Like on Instagram from years ago.
Okay. And then he's like, you're like, he ropes you in like, oh, I want to learn how to do that or something. And then he's like, you have to pay for it on Patreon.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't support you.
I don't want to support him,
but support others.
Yeah.
There we go. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really tired today.
Me too. Went
to Traverse City this weekend and I feel like I haven't caught up on...
It's impossible.
Getting back to my life.
What time did you get home yesterday?
Not late at all, okay. Like 12 in the afternoon or something. And I laid in bed the rest of the day. I also wasn't feeling great yesterday for behind the podcast. I'll tell you about it later.
It's post-op.
Yeah.
Only I get it.
Yes.
And I paid Brie $100
a
month.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
You went wine tasting?
We went wine tasting on Friday. And we went kayaking on Saturday. All really great things that I look forward to. We usually go in August, but we went in July this year.
Great.
And it was really nice. And we sat out. There's like a fire pit there. And we sat outside every night. And yeah, it was really good. It was really fun. But like, that's, you know, when you're just really tired after.
Yes. I sent Bria a TikTok of like, it was like, I'm full of alcohol, deli meat. I'm tired. My thighs are chafing. It's like that walk back from the beach.
Yes.
But I figured that was your whole weekend.
Whole weekend. Yeah. And, this is interesting. I'm pretty sure. And like, I was never really hungover. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a little off on Saturday morning, but my sister greeted me with a mimosa, small mimosa, and
perfect.
I was fine and had coffee and then continued to drink the next day down the river. But I think why I am so tired is because I'm pretty sure the place we stayed is haunted.
Oh, a vibe. I hate when you get there and you just know.
So we stayed there last year and I didn't really have any issues. But this year, the first night we went to bed and everyone slowly like went to bed from the fire. And then it was our friend Ben and me. And there was one other person out there. I'm not sure who, but at the end. Oh, it was my husband, John.
Yeah. Oh, just John.
Just John. And like everyone had gone in like a half hour earlier.
Surprised John was one of the last survivors.
I know, two nights in a row. Very shocking. So we went in. So the point of this is I know that everyone's asleep, right? Because we were the last ones out by the fire. And then I take a shower. John falls asleep. I get into bed and I put my headphones in to like watch something.
Some Grays.
Yeah. Actually, Gilmore Girls. Uh-huh. And I'm laying there. And the first thing that happened was like the bed shook. And I kind of looked at John, but it was one of those king size beds that like if you move on your side, you don't really feel the person moving. And it felt like someone like flopped and sat down on the bed next to me. And I was like, well, that's really weird. And I remember thinking in my head, I wasn't scared, but I was like, this feels like a ghost. Like there's a ghost in here. And then the rest of the night, I heard voices.
Oh, no.
Out in like the main living area or like out our door. And I thought, because we went with a couple other couples, I was like, shit, like one of the couples are arguing. Like, oh no, yeah. Like it's late and someone's mad at someone or whatever. And so in the morning, I had mentioned to Ben, our friend, I was like, yeah, I like was hearing people like, I couldn't really make out what they were saying, but it kind of sounded like they were arguing. He was like, holy shit, I heard that too. And my sister was sleeping in the living room. So it's not like anyone was out there. And then we asked my other sister and her husband were on the way other side and she was passed out. And then our other friends, they were like, no, we were like sleeping. So that was really weird. Then the next night, so obviously I didn't sleep well that night. Then the next night, same thing happened. I didn't hear any talking, but like our bed shook. And I found out in the morning that one of our friends got super spooked in the middle of the night and had to sleep with the light on the rest of the night. So I think it was haunted.
I don't like that. Will you go back next year?
Well, this is our second year at this place. And like I said, last year I didn't have an issue, but our friend Reva said she was spooked like the whole time there. And it's like out on a vineyard. So you're like, in the middle nature. Of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I don't know that we would go back just because the more people keep coming and the bathroom situation's really weird.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the ghosts.
And the ghosts. So maybe we'll try and find a different place. I don't know. But I feel like that is part of the reason why I'm so tired. It's just like I was on edge all night.
Spirits
like,
kept you awake.
Like waiting to see a ghost in the room.
Spooky.
You know, like did someone die there? Well, and then they were like, that second night, people were like, should we like ask the ghost to leave? And I was like, that seems super unfair.
No, you have to be like, hey, it's chill. Like, I'm sorry, I'm in your space.
Yeah.
Would love if you could just like.
For tonight.
Yeah.
Let it lie. I was like, I can't ask them to leave. I'm here for two nights. Like, this is their home. And then we made this huge joke that it was like the movie The Others and we were actually the ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
And like they were like.
The real people.
Yeah, like pissed at us.
Wait, what? It's called The Others? Why do I feel like I know that, but I don't know that name?
Yeah, it's The Others. It's with Nicole Kidman. And they're like. There's all this like bustling going on in the house.
I kind of remember one of this.
She has two kids and the one kid has like allergic to the sun.
I actually would like you to stop talking because I want to watch this.
It's a super fucking scary movie.
Yeah. I do have a faint. The reason I say that is because I want to be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember that.
You should watch it. But I had painted my nails beforehand and I don't know why, but like my nail polish was coming off in like fully like one clump off my nail. And we were like. Exactly. I'm a ghost and like it's just ashes. Like it's just turning to ashes. So anyway, I might be a ghost.
You actually didn't go kayaking.
I didn't go kayaking.
You died kayaking.
You are not. Well, then we made that joke of like every year we go kayaking and we're
you
just trying to like,
year.
Yeah, like recreate and like change it. But
yeah.
No, I was the most confident I have ever been in a kayak this year.
I feel like you've gone a lot.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, I think we'll probably talk about
you
it.
You shot the chute or?
Shoot the tube? I shot the tube. I was the first one to shoot the tube.
So proud of you.
And John, like, I'm sure I've talked about it on here. He always like.
He didn't abandon you?
I didn't care. This I was also, just like,
you were confident.
I was like, you do you, I'll do me.
This feels like, because just 5 minutes ago, it was last year, and we were talking about shooting the tube.
I know.
Because Rachel got stuck.
Rachel got stuck on shooting the tube. That's how I felt. When we were driving up there, I realized we drove our new car up there.
Last time.
And I was like, holy shit, we've had this car for a year. Mm-hmm. It's like not a new car anymore. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like it's a new car. I don't know. Life is going real fast.
So fast.
Yeah. This summer.
I saw someone post something today. It was like, do you think summer is halfway done or just starting right now? I'm choosing to believe it's just starting. I don't think it is. I think it's half over.
To me, it feels half over because it's been so hot. We've had really nice weather. Yeah.
Like, I haven't embraced it.
I know.
I've only been swimming in the lake once, and that was last week.
I went twice. Yeah, but it's also been very cold in Lake Michigan.
That's true. Usually late July, August is when the lake is nice.
Yeah. Well, and then I started getting really sad about my garden because I was like, oh, wait, like things are going to start dying. It goes too fast. I can't talk about it. I'm too sad.
I know.
I'm too sad about it ending.
Time to really slow down also. Except for, well, July and August are my chillest months work-wise. September and October are insanity.
Really?
Yeah. And also in September, I'm not complaining about this, everyone, but I'm going to Maine for the wedding.
Right.
I have like a day in between, then Italy.
Right.
And then I have 4 days in between and then Oregon.
Is Oregon another wedding?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And so between all that, September and October are going to be gone before I can even like blink. And New York in October.
I feel like that end one when you get home from Italy and are about to go to Oregon, I feel like I'm going to get a call from you crying. I'm like, I'm just so tired.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, originally I was just going to do Oregon and like just go for the wedding and come back. But my friend Wynn lives there. And I'm going to stay with him. Mm-hmm. And I've never visited him. And he's visited me so many times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay for a couple of days. And my old dance professor from college, who I have not seen since 2012, lives there. And she's older. And I mean, I don't know when I'm going to try to go drive to her and like have lunch
Oregon's
or something.
Oregon's a big state, though. Is she close by?
2 hours.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So, it's not even going to be chill.
No.
The only thing is I'm being compensated well.
Yeah, for shooting.
I was freaking
out
about my flight because flights to Oregon, and I'm trying to do Grand Rapids to the small airport Redmond, so I don't have to rent a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's nearly impossible. But I figured it out, but it was not cheap. But then I remembered I'm getting reimbursed.
Oh, right.
So I was like, ugh. I was like panicking. I was like, oh my God, I'm losing so much money. And then I was like, I re-looked at all of our emails and I was like, thank God I was smart and like put that in there.
So I'll ask you this later.
Yeah, you can ask me the logistics.
Well, no, yeah, like just business questions.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for Maine, and then Italy will be great, but tiring.
Yeah.
And then it's like I shoot a wedding and then 4 days later leave for Oregon. It's going to be a nightmare. I am going to be not well.
It's funny because it was like that's future Abby's problem.
Yeah, not mine.
Yeah, that's not your problem.
That's how I felt about June. June was also created by past Abby.
But you did it.
I did it. And so I'm feeling confident about this. I'm really wanting to enjoy July and August.
Yeah.
Although July is already half over.
I know, which is just so.
So I'm really going to enjoy August.
It's going to be really great. And then we have that tripper going on in September too. And I want to shout out to like.
Oh, yes.
Many
we got
listeners.
I got the same message.
Yeah.
From the lobster.
Yes.
I can't. Her name is slipping my mind. In this
yes.
moment,
and we had a couple people reach out to us about Maine and us visiting. And it's so kind. I'm going to try and fit stuff in. I told John the other day, I know like you're shooting a wedding and you have to, but we can really go wherever because we're driving. But we realized like, shit, we haven't planned anything. We haven't booked anything.
Oh, like where to stay?
No, nothing. I have no idea. We're like, we're going to Montreal and we're going through Maine and we're going to end up in DC. And I want to go to Salem. Those are the only things.
That's a lot.
I know. And we have none of it planned. And yeah, it's fine. It will be fine. We'll figure it out. But even the thought of that, I'm like, that sounds like such a fun trip. And then I'm like,
I don't want to
plan
it. Does
it?
Yeah.
That just sounds exhausting.
It does feel like, how long is it?
It is a week or just over a week.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of driving.
Do you go through Maine to get to Salem? Like, is that? Okay, so
we're like cutting across to Maine to go down, just because we've both always wanted to go to Maine,
right?
So.
And Montreal.
I don't really know why we're going there.
That's the one I was like, could you cut one out?
I mean,
I'd love to go to Montreal.
He's been.
He already went.
But I really wanted to go and I didn't get to go. And I think he was trying to be very kind. And he was like, I would love to take you there. And
yeah.
I don't know. I got to look at the hours in
the car.
I got to
look at a map.
I got to look at a map too. I have no idea. I also want to go to Williamsburg.
What if it was like a total of 5 days driving and you're like, we're going to do it all in a week. Yeah. But like don't get out of the car.
There's no way. Well, and that's fine because it will be in the fall too. So it will be pretty driving. And I don't know. I like a couple years ago, I'm sure you all remember, I flew out to Oregon and then drove across the country. And we didn't do that much, but like I say,
Domar, you did see Mount Rushmore.
Fuck yeah, I did. And I also feel like I've been to Montana. Like we drove through Montana.
I'm jealous of that.
It is. So I feel like it might be similar where it's like, okay, we don't do a lot in certain places, but we get to see really cool scenery.
That's fun.
Whatever. It's fun to take a road trip with your husband.
Yeah.
Now and again.
I got to figure out if I need to rent a car in Maine. See, none of us know anything. I do have a place to stay. I'm one step ahead of you there.
Yeah, that's good. Because I don't.
It's a bed and breakfast.
Oh, that's fun. I want to do that.
On Little Deer Isle.
Should I go there?
I don't know. I'll let you know. I think I go first.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I also feel like with a bed and breakfast, you have to plan that way earlier.
Yeah, you probably will have a week in advance. So that probably won't work for your next trip.
That's not going to do.
But yeah, so I don't know. Summer is flying by. Feel good. Jake got me a blow up pool.
Yeah, I got to get in it.
Please. It's honestly so pleasant.
Is it so cold or because it's in the sun?
It heated up within a day, which I emptied it right now because we're gone. And I thought I would come home and be a Shrek swamp if I just left it. But I'm going to get a fitted sheet. Someone said to get for a cover.
Oh my
to
God.
Keep the shit out of it. Cause it is a lot of water to
waste and
And so at least for a week for sure, it would be fine. But it's got a seat.
Yeah.
And when you sit in it, it's up to your boobs.
How long do you sit in it for?
Well, I only sat in it for a quick minute because I got back from the beach.
Okay.
But it was a great temperature, especially because that area of my backyard is so sunny.
Yeah.
There's no shade. So it's hot.
Well, that was really nice of him to do.
It was only $40.
Should we get one? I don't have space.
No, my
patio.
Unless
we put it on our patio over there, which then my neighbors would stare at us and it would be really weird.
But yeah, so anyways, that's about as exciting as my life gets.
Well, I mean, I'll get ready to hop in it. I mean, July and August, it's our months.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, sit in a pool.
I would love, we were going to, I said we should podcast from it.
I would just be nervous about my computer because
outside.
I know, but I would just
splash.
I would somehow deflate the pool and flood my computer. I just know me.
There was a way to do it because it reminds me of Conan O'Brien. They do summer episodes where they just sit outside in someone's backyard and you can hear. And I was like, what if we were just in a pool?
That would be, we should record outside. Sometime.
We should try that in your back little porch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, should we talk about the episode?
Sure. So since we didn't do this back when we were recording these, we're just going to read the monologues and let you know the patience.
Yes. So first one, it's the end of the world. This aired on February 5th. Oh, it's season 2, episode 16. It's a look a patients get in their eyes. There is a scent, the smell of death, some kind of sixth sense. When the great beyond is headed for you, you feel it coming. What's the one thing you've always dreamed of doing before you die? Okay. Hello. Clearly not my dream. See, I told you, not my dream. Meredith Grey.
This is a very similar monologue for the second one, which is As We Know It. In hospitals, they say you know when you're going to die. Some doctors say it's a look patients get in their eyes. Some say there's a scent, a smell of death. Some think there are just some kind of sixth sense when the great beyond is headed for you. You feel it coming. Am I reading the wrong? It's literally the same.
Yeah, no, it's
whatever it is, it's creepy because if you know, what do you do about it? Forget about the fact that you're scared out of your mind. If you knew this was your last day on earth, how would you want to spend it? Meredith Grey.
All right. Then
why don't you just do all the patients for the first one?
We have Miranda Bailey. She's pregnant. She's in labor. James Carlson, large sucking chest wound and shock. Mindy Carlson, acute anxiety reaction. Tucker Jones, chest contusion, depressed skull fracture, epidural hematoma, and seizure.
I have as well Tucker Jones, depressed skull fracture, epidural hematoma, James Carlson, large sucking chest wound, and Miranda Bailey, pregnancy, Richard Weber, anxiety attack, and Hannah Davies, hand laceration.
All right. So
This was fun to revisit.
I'm going to say it. These are one of my favorite episodes.
They're so good.
Of Grey's. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I cry every single time Breathe comes on, or 3 a.m. and she's like pulling the bomb out.
Yes, that whole part.
I cry every single time.
Also, Mare's wet eyes are so good in these episodes. It happens multiple times.
Yes. I think this is like where we really get to see the beginning of Mare's wet eyes. Yes. I feel like this doesn't happen much before this episode.
And it's also so intense, I think, knowing where Mare is at mentally, like, which we find out at the beginning of the episode when she says, you know, she has my McDog, my McDreamy, my McLife. Like,
yeah.
Meredith, and she at this point saying the man I love.
Right.
So like she loves Derek. Derek is not with her. She is sad. She gave up the dog.
Yeah.
I like how she's like, it was supposed to be for him, but like she has it too. So she's like, and then the fact that she puts her hand on that bomb, it's really sad because it like shows the way she's not caring for her own life a little bit.
Well, like later on, she's careless with her life.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And like, did the drowning happen yet?
No, that's season 3.
So this is like the first instance of her sort of giving up.
Right.
And like, it's just really sad. And she just looks so young.
Yeah.
And like, I just think about, she didn't know Addison was in the picture. Derek didn't tell her. Yeah. Like, there's just so much that she probably would have protected herself from. And it just made me really sad.
What I really love about this episode and these early episodes is they do a really good job. I mean, I feel like this is one of the first really dramatic episodes mm-hmm. of Grey's, right? Mm-hmm. Where we're like, holy shit. And, you know, Grey's now is known for like, there's a train Always. Crash and that came through the hospital. And you're like, there's not even a train near the hospital, you know,
yeah.
Like, just really wild things. But this was one of the first ones. It felt really believable. Uh-huh. Like it was really wild, but it felt believable that, oh shit, there's this patient. And they did a good job weaving like the drama of it with their really fun Grey's things. Like when they're moving the patient and Christina talks to Meredith and says that Burke said he loved her. And see, like everybody has problems.
Yeah, like, right. Like the way that they're talking about that subject while Mare is holding a bomb.
Yes.
And wheeling through is just the perfect thing. The way that Izzy, George, and Alex are in the lockers really upset. And then Izzy starts laughing.
Yes.
Like, which is a common thing for her also, uh-huh. which is like, I loved that moment too. Yeah, there's just such moments of humor when there shouldn't be.
Yes.
A little bit.
The scene where Adele says, you can talk to me, Dr. Stevens.
And I kind of miss Adele. I'm going to say it.
And like, she's like, well, so your husband should really stay. And like, you know, Chief's like, fuck you, get out of the way. They're just like blips or like Derek asking Burke to call each other by the first name. They're like, no.
Yeah. Or like them all, Bailey being in labor and all of those men looking in the window yes. and being like, oh, that's my wife examining Bailey's cervix.
Yeah. And oh, Bailey's back.
Bailey's back. Quiet board. Like it's really got like quirky levity.
Yes.
And also I will say, I also think why this episode is so successful is Dylan, the bomb guy.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes I think for those side roles, like I think about the computer hacking one and there's like the uh-huh. FBI comes in. Those side characters are not believable.
No.
This guy, you like.
He works with bombs every day.
And you cared for him.
Yeah.
Like when he died. At least I did. I felt something. Granted, I have a whole experience of this actor where I really love him. But like, I feel like the way that when he talked at Meredith, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just felt like you can't just have this huge storyline, bring in a side character that's part of it and have them not be good.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so fucking good.
And there are so many like classic songs in this episode. Again, the 3 a.m.
2 a.m.
Is it 2 a.m.?
2 a.m. Yeah, 2.
Oh, sorry. I keep saying 3 a.m.
It says 2 a.m. on the thing.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone. You're so...
The remix.
So disappointed in me. But then that one after it where they're giving her a shower.
Yes.
That's a big one. There's something... Okay. Another classic moment or Gray's moment, I feel like, is when we have Meredith saying, like, you should all go. She doesn't want to pull her hand out. At the same time, Tucker is coding. At the same time, Meredith or Bailey is pushing and like going in between all three of those. I feel like Grace doesn't do that anymore. These big storylines and like montage them all
right
over a song. And that works really well to get the emotions going.
Yes. Also, like the love stories being not these perfect marriages, like Derek and Meredith being still in love with each other, but not together.
Mm-hmm.
The, like from the moment to when he sees her in the morning and she's like, I have a feeling. He's mm-hmm. like, I have those. Like, it'll pass. That to at the end when he goes and tells her when the last time they kissed was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then even the Christina Burke who are in, like, they're just starting whatever. Like, when she says to him, you know how in movies there's the superhero and then there's the guy that goes away, like, be the other guy. Like, mm-hmm. they're not perfect either. Like, they're still in this place. And, it's just so vulnerable and so good.
Yeah. While I was watching this episode, I was thinking about, like, why aren't Meredith and Derek together? Like, it legitimately was like, she loves him and then he has a feeling and he's waiting for the feeling to pass. And then she's like, where is he? That was not the her.
I know. Fucking bring her back. Bring the girl back.
Yeah. And right to the end, like you were saying, where Derek shows up and he's like talking about the smell of her conditioner or whatever, which is the callback to her conditioner not working in the beginning.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It's all coming together. And I was like, why the fuck aren't they together? And then I really had to remind myself, like, Derek and Addison have years of being married.
Yes.
And to try and fight for, they really try and fight for that marriage. And it makes great television. But like, it's so frustrating as a viewer to sit there and watch Derek come back after like a bomb blew up and like not, and them not end up together in that episode.
Yes.
And it leaves this tension in you of like, you just want them to kiss there.
Yes.
You don't.
I will also say too, by having him and Addison try to fight for their marriage, not like we all want Meredith to be with him, but you do also greet, like you feel sad when theirs doesn't work out. Like
yeah.
you feel both things, which is also why it's so good.
Yeah.
And like you that feel episode like bad when for Addison is drunk and on the ferry boat.
Yeah.
You know, like when is so good because you also like her and you feel bad for her.
Yeah. It was really good to see. I loved seeing Bailey too in these episodes.
She's so good.
And having to relinquish control, which isn't that the big thing about labor and becoming a mom and like this baby's gonna come out in 4 hours. Like, I've timed it. I'm not going to get an epidural. I'm not going to do these things to, holy shit, my world is blowing up and this baby's going to stay
inside.
Yeah. To,
I'm having this baby tomorrow.
Yeah. To, I have no choice but have this baby and lean on someone else through this. I think it's like a really beautiful metaphor of like, Bailey's such a one.
That birth scene, that whole everything is so good.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite parts of the whole entire show. I think it's in that moment too when I really love George. I know George, some people are like, he can be very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, what he did for her was so good. And like, it's Izzy talking about them being doers.
Yeah.
And like, George does, he is a doer in his own way there. And that's like, so much relationships are formed. Like, you think about, wait, there's nothing about George.
Yeah, it's his middle name.
Middle name, right. Yeah. Okay. And then later down the road, I think of the scene with Amelia and Bailey when Bailey gets behind Amelia.
Yes.
And like helps her go through birth. And like that scene wouldn't work if this hadn't happened because it's like Bailey knows what that's like.
Yes.
It's just so fucking good. I just love everything about that. It was weird to see Addison like give up.
Yeah.
But I also think she, with the Derek of it all, there's a lot going on.
With the Derek of it all. And I think, you know,
also it's weird that Mark's not there yet.
I know. And I think it's like really overwhelming to Addison is telling Richard, like, you have to find me an OR, blah, blah, blah. And like, she's scared. Mm-hmm. She's a woman. She's not Bailey. She's a woman in labor and she's scared and her husband's in surgery. And he's like, your husband's in surgery too. And she's like, I can't think about that. And I think she is thinking about that.
Yeah.
And that's why she is like breaking down. She's not being the best version of herself.
When she says, your husband is with my husband.
Yes.
Such a fucking good line.
Yeah. I also love the start of the Bailey scene where she shows up to the hospital and she's like, you guys are like Rosemary's baby. And then when her water breaks and George tries to like hold her and she's like, get off of me. Like,
and
I love
she
that.
Gets there, they think she's there for work, and we do too.
Yeah.
She's giving orders and she's whatever. And then she's like, and I'd like a wheelchair and to get Addison Montgomery Shepherd. And it's because she's in fucking labor. Because
she's in labor. And then tells everyone to leave, even though they're outside of her room. She's like, this is normal. Yeah. Leave me alone. I don't want to see any of you again. It's so, everything about it is so Bailey. And then, yeah. And then it doesn't go the way she wants it to.
I know Preston and Derek never really become like close friends. Mm-hmm. But do you think this is the moment that they respect each other? Or I would say, I guess Burke respects Derek because.
I think so. Yeah.
Because like, does Burke go on the fishing trip?
Yeah, because remember he has a tremor then.
Right. So like this is a turning point for that. It's a turning point for Christina and Burke.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a turning point for Meredith. She fucking like almost dies. And like Alex and Izzy have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I loved in the beginning how like, because I haven't watched the episodes before this in a while, but I gathered that they had gotten together, but then he slept with, did he sleep with the nurse?
Olivia,
yeah. Yeah. And I love, too, because the last episode we watched together was the one with Izzy's boyfriend. And when Izzy's taking her shirt off and she's like, I haven't had sex in however long it was. I was like, OK, so she hasn't had sex since Hank, I'm assuming.
Because she hasn't had sex with Alex yet, right?
And, right. So that was the first time. The way Alex takes his pants off also is really funny to me. His
weird tongue is sticking out in that scene. Yeah. I don't like that.
No.
I was just looking to see when these aired.
2006.
Right. But I mean, it was, you had to wait a week.
Oh, between them?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That would be so hard to do.
Yeah. Can you imagine like that? Like, because it's when the first one ends with Meredith sticking her hand in going, what did I do? What did
and
I do?
And everyone's down on the ground.
Yeah.
Just the way Christina looks when she has to leave Maren Burke is so sad. Those are her two fucking favorite people in one room.
Oh, also the part where Burke is like, I cannot do this. I cannot focus with
you in the
here.
Room. Yeah.
Because he just loves her.
It's really emotional.
Yeah. And then
and
I
like
love.
Like sexy.
Yeah. I love.
He's so serious.
I love. Yeah.
He is
super serious. He is sure, Abby.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
I love the scene with both of with Derek and Burke too in the elevator. Like lean, like looking very exhausted. I don't know. There's so many like snippets that of scenes and things and like images that feel very classic Grey's to me. Like you said, the eye, like the watery eyes. It is perfect. I'm sure you noticed it. Mm-hmm. When she hands over the bomb, the tear drops and like rolls down her cheek. It's like perfect timing.
Also, it was okay, you and I both just watched Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing Christina Ricci, who's Hannah Davies.
Yeah.
When she's sad and panicking later, I hear less of it. But in the beginning, when she's like, it's my first day. Sounds like the character in Yellow. Like
she does.
Because she is her. But like, I had to like turn off that character. I was like, these are two very different people.
Yeah.
But it was so sad to see her be like, this is my first day. Like, she's so gung-ho about this job to like, when they leave her alone, fucking Dr. Milton, go to hell.
Dude, what? Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. Dr. Milton is a, like.
Isn't he the one that ends up drinking and like.
I wanted to ask you, do you think he lost his job after that?
Like, I don't know, because technically like it was like, if you need to leave, and he should have left then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He should have left. Like, he should not have stayed.
So sad.
And then she was like shaking in there.
The way Mara and Christina were like talking to her, and everyone, it's like escalating. Everyone's yelling at her.
Yeah.
And she just pulls it out. I cannot talk enough about Dylan.
About Dylan?
The bomb guy.
Oh, say more about Dylan.
For those of you that have watched Friday Night Lights, you know, I'm trying to, why can't I think of his real name? Oh, Kyle Chandler.
Yeah.
I want to know, I don't know how to do this while we're on air. I'm curious if he got the role in Friday Night Lights after this.
Well, so I looked it up and I don't know. What I don't know is this aired in 2006 And Friday Night Lights aired in 2006.
Okay, so he might have already been filming Friday Night Lights. But either way, the character that he plays here and like the pep talks that he gives Meredith and the way he has that intense like focus and just bullshit, no bullshit kind of way is exactly who he is in that show. And his pep talks on Friday Night Lights bring me to tears so much. And just like his character on Friday Night Lights is perfect to me. It's like one of my favorite TV characters. And so it was just so cool to see him. I just feel like the one he looks at you and he talks.
Yeah.
It's like you pay attention. And it's just so sad that he fucking blew up.
I remember watching it. Do you remember watching it the first time and being shocked when it blows up?
Yes. Because like, you think they made it.
Yeah. And you don't know if it's real or not. Almost. Right. You're like, did that really happen?
Pink mist.
I don't know. I wondered too, listeners, if you work with bombs, what?
Where do you put them?
No, like, I mean, like, they have these bomb
vests. Why doesn't it go over their face?
Yeah, they have these bomb vests on, but, like, what about their head?
Yeah, maybe it's, I had no idea. I thought the same thing. I was like, wouldn't you want to protect mainly your head and your heart?
Yeah.
Like, you could
live without an arm.
The other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like,
I know.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. I'm curious if that is all accurate. I feel like it's probably not. They probably wear full-on body suits.
Well, in
you
that
think of
one,
like at riots, like the riot cops, you know, well, they wear fucking helmets.
And remember that one movie? Shit, this is gonna. Oh, you guys, the movie where it's the guy who goes to. Oh God.
All right, we got a guy in it. It's a movie. Act it out.
He like. Deactivates bombs. Mm. Movie about guy deactivating bombs. We totally have someone who knows right there. The Hurt Locker. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy Renner. Okay. Yeah, because he has on like a full suit, like a headpiece thing.
I always wondered what were they gonna do with it walking away down the hallway.
I know. Like, do they like
throw it out a window?
Just chuck it out the window. Yeah. I don't know.
It was interesting to me that Alex understood a bazooka. Because I would have heard that and been like, oh, cool. I don't know that they have.
When he was like, was there an explosion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel so bad. I love the moments too with, first of all, the wife screaming is a lot, but it's a very memorable scene when Alex screams back at her.
Back. Like, that's what I mean. That's another Grey's moment of like.
But when she. All this shit is happening and she goes into Richard's office and she's like, any news? Like, you forget as a viewer that is someone's husband also. Right. Like, you start to think about all of your characters and you don't want them to die, but fuck the guy on the table with the bomb.
Right.
And like the way that it, like she comes up there and I don't know, it just made me really sad for her.
And also like at one point I wanted to be like, just put your clothes back on. Like she's in that hospital gown with like.
No, her ass out maybe.
Yeah, and like just weird white socks. It was bothering me. Yeah. It was like, you're just put your clothes back.
Yeah.
The other thing there was a lot of in these episodes were Jumanji drums.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Really like built the tension.
When they hit the bump.
Yeah. Lot of tension. And I also feel like these episodes, things just kept building. Like at first, it's like a bomb. And then, you know, it's, oh, we have to turn off the oxygen. And then it's like, oh, God, now all of a sudden we have the maps to the thing. And it's like the whole hospital. Like it really kept building and building. And then everyone was like coding. And so I don't know.
The fact that it's Tucker, too.
Oh, yeah. That part's really crazy, too. When you're like, why would I be calling like George's husband's or Bailey's husband's cell phone?
Yeah, that part when they're talking on the phone and you're like, oh, my God. Also incredible that those doctors don't know Bailey's husband's name. I know he has a different last name.
Yeah.
But I was like, haven't you heard of him before?
Well, but Bailey keeps it tight. You know, she doesn't share because there's that one part where Derek goes, you're married.
Oh, yeah. You're
when she's walking out for a date.
It's so sad, too, when Bailey's giving birth or trying not to, I should say. And she's leaning over when she says, I can't do this alone. I should be doing this with my husband. Like, oh, she's so strong. And for her to say, like, I can't do this alone.
Yeah. And then George.
Oh, and the line when Addison says, instead of Bailey having baby, like, or
she will be losing one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so good. Yeah. That line.
And then wasn't there something, I don't even know if it's in the notes and trivia, but where we talked about like, this was like one of the first times they said vajayjay.
Oh.
On like screen or it like blew up like that Bailey said vajayjay. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Did they start?
Told George, stop looking at my vajayjay.
Weird that Bailey chose, because I'm pretty sure you can choose and you give her to have a mirror.
Yeah.
Like she can see herself.
Right. Well, she's a doctor.
I know, but I still think your own body like
is different than
watching someone else's.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want a mirror.
I don't think you need to see that.
No.
Other people can.
Sure.
I don't know.
I just want to focus on what I'm doing.
It's kind of like as women, though, we also probably didn't look at our own vaginas until we were like much older.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because why? I don't know.
Because there's a lot of shame associated with it. Yeah. Probably.
Versus like boys be checking out every inch of themselves. At least I assume. I should say someone with a penis.
Yeah.
That was such a good episode.
It was a great episode. Do you have any other thoughts? How did it feel to rewatch it?
It felt good. I will tell you that I kept my TV on.
And kept going a little bit?
A little bit. And the next scene, the next episode is when Burke and Christina are dancing in the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah.
Such a fucking good scene.
And then he finds out that she has not gotten rid of her apartment.
Yeah. I love that he dances until he tells her that, like, that was your landlord.
Yeah.
Like, he's, I don't know, just also too, like, the beginning with Mare and Christina when Mare's in bed, how Christina is like, I'm listening. I'm being, what does she say? I'm being,
what's
the word she say? Not a good listener. I'm being supportive.
Yes.
And she sits there and she like changes her pose. And, and then finally she's like, get the fuck up. We're going to work. And like, that is what actually gets Meredith out of bed.
And I love too that it's like George and Izzy are like, clearly we can't do it. So we have to
call Christina.
And she's just like, okay, I'll listen to you for this amount of time. Everybody has problems. Get the fuck up.
When Izzy wakes George up and he falls out of the bed, like in the beginning, it's just a mess. I always think of
it. And also says like, if you're going to clog the toilet, you have to be willing to use a plunger. Like, George, what are you doing?
Also, like, I picture that room as Alex's.
Yes, because
that's where he ends up for a while.
Yeah. It's a weird room with those windows into it.
You can tell it's like the shittiest room in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, think about Mare and George having sex in that room.
Oh, God. Also, when Meredith is like, Izzy and George shouldn't have to leave the house. Like,
yes. It's when she's saying all of her last wishes. It's so emotional.
Yeah.
God damn it. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
Should we see if there's any fun notes in trivia?
Yeah, I can start on the first one. And then do you want to do the second episode? Okay, so this episode's title originated from the song It's the End of the World as We Know It, originally sung by R.E.M. Holy shit.
This is crazy.
It scored 37.88 million viewers, making it the most viewed episode to date.
I wonder when this date was written.
Wow. Prep dates for the episode and the next were for whatever. None of this matters. Season 2 DVD set includes an audio commentary for the episode. by writer Shonda Rhimes, director Peter Horton, and editor Edward Ornelas. It's a two-part episode.
This was the first. Oh, sorry. I thought I read like it was the first one ever, but it's not. Sorry.
Oh, no. It was aired as the lead out from Super Bowl. What's that number in Roman numerals?
I don't know.
Okay. And has been referred to as the Super Bowl episode. In this episode, Dr. Mellon tells Hannah Davies that people who are killed by bombs are called pink mists by bomb squad members. Okay.
The next one is from the same song. They just used the second half of it, the REM song. It scored 25.42 million viewers. Insane that people didn't want to see what happened next, but probably just because it was after the Super Bowl, the first one. This one also has audio commentary on the DVD set.
Okay.
When Meredith was thrown back from the explosion of the bomb, she was played by a stunt woman.
Oh.
This is the second half of a two-part episode. However, the episodes were not originally aired together. One aired on February 5th and the other one February 12th. Izzy mentions that she laughs at funerals, which we witness to be the truth in Good Morning. This was the episode submitted for Chandra Wilson's bid for the Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series at the 58th Primetime Emmy Awards. This was also the episode that was submitted for Kyle Chandler's bid to win Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series at the 58th Primetime Emmy Awards. According to Shonda Rhimes, when her mother first previewed this episode, she said Adele's line before it was said regarding Derek looking for Meredith. Mm-hmm. That's not the she he's looking for. That's funny. So good.
I'd rate it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a 10. It's where we base 10s off of, which is why it's hard to ever get there again.
Yeah. If there was a Catherine Fox Award for this one, who would you give it to?
Oh, God, that's tough. if we're talking like performance, like, are we talking the character getting it or like performance wise actors?
Well, let's do both.
Character giving it, I guess I would give it to Bailey because she like overcomes so much shit. And then actor, oh God, I also want to give it to Bailey. Meredith was great.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. I could do it either way.
Yeah, Mare did her. It's hard. Yeah, I would put both Bailey and Mare in there. Also, Bomb Squad guy.
Dude, I fucking love him so much. I'm going to compile like my favorite speeches he gives and just make you watch those.
I mean, I should probably just watch Friday Night.
I can understand
I started the the pilot. I know I just got to get past the pilot.
I can understand it's a hard show to get into because it is very old.
Yes.
And like, it's also one of the most like realistically shot shows. Like, yes. It doesn't look very well produced. It's like it has a shaky camera at times. And often in first seasons are just
hard.
Yeah, like the first half.
But I mean, I've heard incredible things about it so and I well should done. Just, and Connie Britton.
I'm pretty sure the person that did Parenthood Friday Night Lights. Yeah.
Yeah, so I should just watch it.
God, Kyle Chandler, he's so great.
It would be really nice if John wanted to watch it with me. But
I'm surprised he doesn't.
I know, oh my God, I came downstairs yesterday. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm watching football. And he was like, there's football on? It's summer. He's
watching old games?
Yeah, from like 2017. A Notre Dame game.
Sports boys.
You are weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if he doesn't watch it because he assumes that the football in it is not realistic. Do you know what I mean? But what's really cool, I've been listening to a podcast about it, is that it's a lot of the football you're watching is recaps of high school football games. Like it's like actual, it's an actual team in Texas. And so it's like actual games.
Oh, very interesting.
Oh, it's so good. It's weird that I'm old enough that I still love Tim Riggins, but like now when I watch it, my dream man is the coach.
Yeah. Things change. We grow up.
Yes. So, all right. 10 out of 10. No notes.
No notes, except for all the notes we just gave.
Yep.
Well, thank you everyone for listening.
Keep nominating episodes.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just do an episode a season.
That'd be fun.
Until we get to...
Except like not past season 11.
Oh yeah, no. Well, no. Remember we ended up really liking that's like 14 true. Or something.
I would like... I think it'd be fun if we went back to season 19, kind of like when Grey's would normally be starting, which it's definitely not going to be because of the writer's strike.
Yeah. I know. That makes me really... Well, now there's... An actor,
yeah. That's like right. If we did like end of August, like back to school vibe, and we start again,
Yeah, I think that sounds good. So we probably have a few more episodes of recapping ones we've done before. So if you have one you really want us to do, you can leave it in Patreon or Instagram.
Let us know.
Okay.
Time of death is 1736.
Beep. Beep.